So we had seen the story out a few weeks ago. One of the things that people were doing a lot of while they were at home during the pandemic is working on their homes and just having other people do some renovations on their homes. They figure, we're not doing big trips this year. We've got some extra money in the budget. We're going to do some work on our house. What that means is that there is a higher demand right now for students to learn those trades, which is an industry that seemingly was struggling a bit. It just wasn't something that kids were tearing themselves away from their computers to go and spend some time doing. We wanted to go further into that and see what's going on in the industry, especially here in Kansas City. And so we're pleased to be joined on the line for the first time, the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Greater Kansas City, Will Reuter, is on the line with us. Thanks a lot, Will, for joining us. We appreciate it.
Jamie and John, thank you very much for having me this afternoon.
Pleasure.
Thanks for coming on. First of all, let me ask you, pre-pandemic, how were we doing in terms of kids being interested in learning trades?
Well, you know, it's a great question, and it's sometimes difficult to quantify. So much of what we've learned related to the interest in students to enter the trades is really through the relationships that we've developed with career centers and high schools in the region that have shop classes. As you probably have heard or have understood, shop classes and some of those hands-on educational curriculums were some of the first things to get cut during some budget cuts related to education. Well, those are on their way back. It's a slow process, and so those are being built back out. So you've got career centers that serve multiple high schools like Olathe Area Technical Center and the Northland Career Center that pull from high schools from around the region to teach these skills. And for the first time in a long time, they're starting to actually reach their capacity for the ability to serve their students in the way that they want to serve them. So it's really kind of a brand new phenomenon. So the anecdotal evidence might suggest that the interest is starting to tick up. The question is going to be, will it be at the velocity and the volume necessary to address some of the issues that you brought up in the context leading into this story?
No doubt. And going back to that context, Will, I want to have you talk a little bit about the fact that, you know, Jamie said sometimes it's hard to tear kids away from the computers to get them involved in something like this. Knowing a little bit about that industry, the amount of computer work that's involved in that has also, like everything else, has skyrocketed over the years. Yeah.
Oh, without question. Technology in the home, there's probably more technology in your average home than what was on Apollo 11, where we shot those astronauts to the moon and back. So the ability for people to apply those new technology skills to the construction, the design, and to the livability of a home is probably at the highest level it has ever been.
How much did we see during the pandemic of people, and I know you guys focus on home building, but how much did we see people taking the extra money from spring break trips that weren't taken and the extra time? How much did we see people working on their houses?
Well, you know, there's been a tremendous amount of investment in people's homes. Our homes are more important than they've ever been. It's where we go to school. It's where we go to work. It's where we worship on Sundays or Saturdays. It's created such an added emphasis on the places that we live. And so that de-emphasis on where we work has resulted in an emphasis on where we live. And so people are spending more time in their homes, and they're taking inventory about what it is that they like and they don't like. You know, maybe that walk-in closet wasn't so important to them, and maybe they need to repurpose it into a home office or a place to put their stationary bike or their rowing machine. And so people are kind of taking inventory, taking stock of where it is that they live, and reconfiguring it to this new economic dynamic that we find ourselves in today. And so, yes, there has been a tremendous increase in refinancing with the historically low mortgage rates. So people are finding that new equity in their home and pouring it back into their property. Now, what we've also seen is that people taking that inventory, maybe they've just run out of space and say, hey, if we're going to be here for the long term, let's look into moving into something larger or to something newly built. And so we have seen that evidence of people saying, you know what, I no longer want a home office. I need a home office. And so I'm going to go out and I'm going to find a model or a builder who is good at home offices and can customize that experience about what I want my home to be like. So yes, there's been a tremendous amount of pressure on lumber prices, as well as those who those contractors who might want to come in and do that work in a very professional way.
In a professional way, yeah, not worth underscoring there, because I wonder if we're seeing, because when this happened, a lot of us said, oh, I've got plans. I'm going to put a whole new wing on the house. And then we get into it and realize, oh, I can't do that. There's a reason why people get paid to do this. Are we getting a whole new appreciation for what's involved in the training that goes into industrial arts and the rest of it? Because some of us tried to do some things and found ourselves over our heads really quick.
You know, I think that that is absolutely true, John. And the fact of the matter is that this is actually a very opportunistic time for us to be having this discussion, because as people are seeing what they want to have done and they go out and they solicit bids or they go out and price materials or whatever, they see just how valuable that skill set is. And, you know, we're and in our workforce development efforts where we're creating relationships, we're very careful not to disparage college education. What we're really trying to do in our efforts is to just show a broader array of options for people to earn a living that may or may not require that additional 4-year or 2-year degree. There are other certifications, there are VOTECs, there are other kinds of trainings available. And so by showing them that those options are available and now having a greater appreciation for what those skills are actually worth and what, you know, you've got to fork out if you want that done to your home, how that is valuable. They're like, you know what, Junior, that might not be such a bad thing for you to look into. And so I think there is a growing appreciation for that. And the caveat to that is it's going to take time to cultivate that workforce to get them skilled and trained to the point where they're able to then provide that service that is being so sought after right now.
The kinds of skills that you're talking about where trades are becoming a little more tech-leaning, I don't know a better word for it, but homes are becoming smarter, and so the technology needed to create those homes is becoming smarter. When it comes to the workforce that you already have, what's the training like to take somebody who has been a carpenter for 20 years or to take somebody who's been around for a while? I almost think, is it easier to train somebody new rather than have to, you know, take somebody that's been around for a while and teach them that new style of home building?
Well, you know, I think it's a mix because, you know, we don't build the same house today that we built 5 years ago, and we don't build the same house as we did 10 years ago. So it's always a constant evolution. And regardless of how long a tradesman has been in business, it's a constant learning process, identifying the new trends, catering to the changing consumer tastes, and then going out and learning how to do that. And if they don't have the capacity to train in-house existing staff, then they'll look to broaden their offerings and perhaps hire additional people that could fulfill that role. So yes, we do see existing businesses that have been involved in home building in the Kansas City market for decades, are bringing on this new technological component. So there are people that may have gone to school to do, thinking that they were going to do something, getting a degree that would not logically be related to home building, but given the trends in consumer tastes and what how homes are being built now, they say, you know what, this is actually a field that I can get into. And, well, and frankly, with new start permits being up 24% in Kansas City and year-to-date 2020 over 2019 numbers, that need for people at every skill level is needed more now than ever.
Well, yeah, and we know the laws of supply and demand, you know, apply across the board. So as that need increases and there aren't enough people to fill those jobs, would you expect to see some more money there?
Absolutely. Those skills become more valuable, but there's also a consumer consequence of that in the sense that, you know, these homes were able to be built in, you know, about a five-month time period once upon a time. Well, that timeline for a newly constructed home is 7, 8, maybe even more months. And as those timelines get extended for how long it takes to build that home, based on the availability of labor, based on the availability of materials, that extended timeline results in a higher cost paid by the consumer at the end. So it's not that you may not be getting more house, you're just paying a little bit more because it takes longer to build because there isn't the availability of labor to stay on those timelines that will help depress those rising home prices.
Got it.
That
Excellent.
Is really fascinating and a part of this that we have never really gotten into, so thanks a ton for the information. It's Executive Vice President Will Reuter of the Home Builders Association of Greater Kansas City. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks to you as well. Have a great afternoon. Take care.
You too. Stay safe.
You too.